Okay, today's daf is Brachos daf Nun Tes. Brachos daf Nun Tes, and we are on Nun Ches Amid Beis. Nun Ches Amid Beis, we're in the sugya of Zikin. What is Zikin? So, the first opinion we had, Shmuel said, Zikin is a shooting star. The second opinion, the last medium line, Rav Huna, Brit of Yeshua, said, it's when there is some type of heavenly vision. Vilon Hunda Makareya, the sky opens up. Third opinion, Rav Ashi said, it's a star that goes from one side to another side. Okay, Shmuel, second wide line, Rami. So we have a little bit of star discussion. Shmuel, Rami, Ksiv, Oseh, Osh, Ksil, Vakima, Ksil and Kima are listed in that order. Viksiv, Oseh, Kima, Viksil, the opposite order. Haketzad. So how is it? They're in opposite orders. So the Gemara says, because they work together. Ilamali, Chema, Chama, Shel Ksil, Onas Kaim Olam, Bebnei Tzina, Shel Kima. Ilamali Tzina, Shel Kima, Onas Kaim Olam, Bebnei Chama, Shel Ksil. Each one of them balances the other one. One is very hot, one is very cold. Vigimiri, and we have the Mesorah. We know that the scientists discussed that if the world, the universe, the stars, the constellations weren't all exactly in place how they were supposed to be in place, then the whole world would cease to exist. Vigimiri, it would be too hot, too cold. Vigimiri, ilav uksa da akraba da banach benahar dinar, if the tail of Akrab, another one of the constellations, wouldn't be benahar dinar in the line of the fire, kalmada vitrika le akraba la vichaye. Anybody would be bitten by a scorpion wouldn't live. Vayinutz karmalei rachmana le'iyov, hasakasher ma'adonos kima omoshchos kil tevateach. Right, we got into all of this because we were talking about the proper bracha on kima. On the zikin, which is a certain type of heavenly movement of the stars. My kima armor shmuel kemeya kochavi. Kima, what does that mean? It means kimeya, like 100 stars. Amrilei demichrafi v'amrilei demavdaran. Some say that they were all together. The koach is that they're close, and some say that they're spread out. My ush, what does ush mean? Ose ush ksilva kima. Amrav Yehuda yosa. It's yosa. My yosa amrilei zanav tlet. It's the tail of a ram. V'amrilei resha de iglan. Some say it's the head of an ox. Umistavra kamandamar zanav tlet. Pashtus, it's the first opinion fits it better. The tail of a sheep. Dechsiv v'ayish albanea tanchem. Because it says that Aish has to be comforted on her children, meaning it's missing something. Alma chasra umischazia ketarfa detarf. It looks like a tail that was hit, that's missing something. That's how you know that it is the one that it's better to assume that it's a zon of tlet. Vahai de azla basra, and the fact that it goes, that Aish goes after Kima, de amr lo havli bani, because the constellation is saying, as if, where are my children? What do you mean? Shebeshosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bikesh lavi mabal la'olam, when Hashem wanted to bring the mabal, notal, shnei kochavim mikima, tehevi mabal la'olam. He took two kochavim from Kima and then brought the mabal. What does that mean? The Gemara tells us in Maseches Sanhedrin that Hashem punished the Dor HaMabal with roschin, with boiling water. With Mida Kneged Mida, they were Chote Bibarisicha, and therefore he punished them. Kima, as we just saw, is the constellation of cold. So Hashem removed a little bit of the cold, and therefore the whole world was set off kilter, and therefore it was boiling hot. Ukshibikesh Lasasma, when Hashem wanted to close it back up, Natosh Neko Chavimi Ayish Visasma, and Hashem took two stars from Ayish and put it back into the Kima. The Ladder Law into the Kima group of stars. Ladder Law, why didn't Hashem just return the Kima one to the Kimas? Einabar Mizvali Michul Yaso. No, because a pit, whenever you dig a pit and you want to put the dirt back in, so the dirt never fills it totally. It's always missing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to take stars that were a little bigger. Inami or in Kateger Naase Sanegar. Or the prosecutor, the one that was used for the door to destroy the Dor HaMabul, can't be used to close it up. But Livile Trey Kachvi Acharini, why didn't Hashem just create two more stars? Einko Chadosh Tach LaShemesh, says the Pasuk, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't create new stars. Amar Nachman, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lachzir Allah, Shemar Va'ayish Al-Banel Tanchem. Hashem will eventually return it, because the questioner was asked to Eov, can you do it? Mashper that Hashem can do it, only Eov cannot do it. Okay, now we get back into other issues of brachos, as mentioned in the Mishnah. V'yal ha-zeva'os, my zeva'os. What are zeva'os, as the bracha was said? Again, all these brachas were mentioned in the first Mishnah of the parak. So zeva'os, the Mishnah mentioned, is all the way at the beginning of the Mishnah. Zikin, zeva'os, ra'amim, ruchos, and brachim, all of these get a shekocho ugvraso male olam. So what are zeva'os? So, my zeva'os, amarev katina goha. It is a type of earthquake. We would call it goha. Generally, you can't make a bracha, sometimes it's tragic, an earthquake. But the Gemara says, Meikar Adin, this is a bracha that one makes, Rav Katina, because of Ba'urcha, there was a story, Rav Katina was once going on the way, Kimata Pischa de Ubatamya, when he passed by Ubatamya, which is a type of Balov, type of necromancer, Ganach Goha, there was an earthquake that occurred. Amar Miyada Ubatamya Haigoa Mahu, does anybody in Ubatamya knows what is it? What causes the earthquake? So Ramalei Kala, so the Ba'alas Ov calls out from the house of worship, so to speak. Katina, Katina, Rav Katina, making fun of him. Amai lo yadana, why don't you know? Shebishosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu zocher es banav sheshruyim b'tzar b'inu mosa olam, when Hashem thinks of his children that are shori b'tzar, mo rich de demos liyam agadol, he cries, kaviyachol, two tears, into the yam agadol, v'kolo nishma, misof olam atzofo. And the sound is heard from one side of the world to the other. V'hainu goa, that's the goa. That's the earthquake from Hashem's tears. So Amar Rav Katina answers, Ubatamya, kadivu umilik devin. You're a liar and your words are a liar. Yachi, if what you said was true, goa goa mi baile. It should be two sounds should be heard. Because it's two tears. So Valohi, so that's the story. Valohi, by the way, the Gemara says, the necromancer was correct. Rav Katina was just saying outwardly that he wasn't. Goa goa of it. It does make a double type of goa. Shake v'haitula o delay. The fact that Rav Katina didn't want to leave it and say, you're correct. So that people wouldn't be pulled and follow after the necromancer who got it right. Yes, the Ben Yoyada. What's the double lashon of Rav Katina says that you kadiv hu umile kedavin. He is, the necromancer is false, and his words are false. So the Ben Yoyada says, well, it's a parallel to what the necromancer said to Rav Katina. He said, Katina, Katina, as if to belittle. Katina, your name is Katina, and you're small. Your words are small. So, first of all, he says, maybe it was just doubling the Lashon of, to say, to have also Lashon Kfelus as a Genai. And therefore he answers, then there's Gamu Kafa Lashon Genus. But then he had another pshat. He says, Yimsa b'divrei Chazal, many times you find something in Chazal that the Pshuto Shel Mikra makes no sense. The Pshuto Shel Chazal make no sense. As we're about to see, we're about to have a couple of lines in the Gemara which ascribe physicality to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we believe that's not true. So there must be something deeper. There's nothing in the Gemara that's false. So there must be something deeper here that we don't fully understand. So says the Ben Yoyada, Yimsa b'devrei Chazal milin shahapshat shalahem eino emes v'rak amram b'dlashon chida al davar nistar shiramzu b'enshu davar emes. It's a hint. Achzelo yimatze, but you'll only find this with Chazal. Only Chazal can put into their words a pshat, right? The parades, the four levels, pshat, remez, drash, and sod. In their words, you can do it. Aval abatumya hu kadiv. But anybody else's words, you have the pshat. Okay, you have hints, but you can't have such levels that there was such intent. Aval abatam hu kadiv. V'lachinim omer davar she'eno pshuto emes. Ein anachnu mechrachim lomar. Sheramaz bo davar emes. But if the necromancer's line, if it's false, you don't have to try to search for real meaning. If it's a lie, it's a lie, because he lies anyway. So if his words are lies, so surely the drush is going to be lie, so don't try to figure it out. I once had an English composition teacher in college, and we had to analyze poems and sonnets and all different, so remember she wanted us to analyze it. So after the first paper, I didn't do so well, so I wasn't sure exactly what she wanted. So she said, no, don't you use your Talmudic mind. So the next time, I wrote a whole Talmudic essay on the Tanits, and I did very well. I don't think that was the real kavana of the authors of these writings, but that's what the teacher wanted to hear, to be medayik in those. Anyway, so said the Ben Yoyada lahavdil im Omer Davar sheim pshuto emes, when the necromancer said something that wasn't true, in anaklu mechrachim lomar sheramas bo davar emes el anaklin meikara dvarav, that is all his words are lying and the drush is lying as well. That's the Ben Yoyada on our line about the double lashon. Okay, so that was all one shot. What is the earthquake? Is the demaos. For Rav Katina didei amar sofei kapav. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu clapping his hands. Shneimar v'gam ani akeh kapi al kapi v'ani chosi chamasi. Again, all of this is anthropomorphic, and we do not believe in that. 99% of Rishonim do not assume that. That's one of the animamins that the Rambam writes in the end of Sanhedrin and Parachelik. One of the animamins, eno guf lo yasigu masigia guf, eno shum dimion klal, that he doesn't have. It doesn't have a goof. So obviously, these lines in the Gemara must have something deeper related to it. The Kosev is one of the Mefarshim in the Ein Yaakov. He says, obviously, El Batoras Mashal V'dimui L'mashal Es Hamshel B'dvarim Shinodim Bino Seinu L'maris Ha'ayin. Right? It's not to be taken literally, and you have to go through the depths and to understand midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what exactly is meant by this. Rabbi Nasan Omer, Vaitra in the Gemara, Anacha Mis'anech, a sigh, a divine sigh. Shneimar v'anichosi chamasi bam, v'hinechamti. V'rabbanan Amri, boit berakia, he's kicking. Shneimar heidad kidorchim, like the people who trample on the gat. Ya'ane el kol yoshvei ha'aretz. So he will answer to all the people who live in the land. Ravacha bar Yaakov Amar, Dochekes Raglav, Tachis Kisi Yaakovid, Shneemar Komar, Hashem Hashmaim Kisiva, Aretz Adom Raglai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushing his legs underneath the Kisi Yaakovid. None of this should be taken literally. It's a very, we have many Gemaras. We had a HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tefillin. There's a message of that. So here too, what does it mean that, Dochekes Raglav, Tachis Kisi Yaakovid? What's the message of Kisi Yaakovid? Right? The Gemara says in Psachim, it's one of the seven things that were created before the world was created. Kisi Yaakovid. So that is a certain, symbolic nature. So whatever that is, that, we could put Dochekes Raglav, understand it in that context. Okay, but that is all Zavaos. So an earthquake. That is the bracha of Shkocho Gvraso Malay Olam. Most people, I would assume, if there's a Rachmanel Islan, an earthquake near them, the first thing they're not thinking about is the bracha. Mikra didn't quote in Shulchan Aruch, but it's not a bracha. Halavai, we should never have to make such a bracha. V'yala ra'amim. Sorry, I'm getting over a little cough. V'yala ra'amim. My ra'amim. What are ra'amim that we make a shkocho v'raso? So it's a type of thunder. So what causes the thunder? So there is a scientific discussion, but also there is the Gemara. The Gemara has a couple of opinions. What causes the thunder? Number one, Amar Shmuel, Anane Begalgala. It's swirling clouds. Shnemar Kol Ra'amcha Begalgal, He'iru Brakim, Teva Ragzava Tirash Aretz. For Rabbanan Amri, Anani Deshafri Maila Adadi. Clouds that are pouring water to each other. Shnemar, Lakol Tito Amon Mayim Beshamayim. Ravacha Bar Yaakov Amar, Barka Takifa. The Barak Ba'anana is a lightning bolt that shot into a cloud. Umisbark is easy to bar, then it breaks the hail balls in the cloud. Rav Ashi Amar, again we can see how these fit into the scientific explanations. Rav Ashi Amar, Anani Chalchule Mechalchali, a little hollow clouds. Va'asi Zika, and a wind comes Umanashi Vapumayu, and blows into the hollowness of the clouds. V'dami Kizika Pumdani, and it's like blowing onto the top of a barrel. It makes those sounds. Umistavrak Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. I think Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is right, that it's the lightning in the cloud. Debarik Barka, because what always happens? First you see lightning, Umanami Anani, Fazi Mitra, then you have thunder, then the rain comes. And that's why he thinks that is correct. There are even some that suggest maybe you shouldn't be able to make a bracha on lightning until you also hear thunder. That's what some that say. Mikra Din is not true. That might have come out from the fact that, because you're not sure if it's really real lightning or not. So if that's the case, then that's true. You have to be sure it's lightning as part of a storm. If it might be just an electrical something going off in the distance, then you can't make a bracha, as you don't know. So it could be that the thunder is there just as a simon that is real lightning. But make then if somebody sees real lightning, so then one will be able to make a bracha. Yala ruchos, my ruchos, what kind of winds? Amar Abaya zafa. Very strong winds. We might call it a hurricane. V'yamar Abaya, Gemiri, Dezafa, Belal Yalohave. There's never one at night. V'akach Chazina, we see that there are. Tahavi Hachu, Da'aschule, Chazina, Dahave. We see that there are. So we say, no, those must have started during the day. Hahu, Dezchali, Biyamama. Must be Biyamama. Why at night? So some say it's Chasne Hashem. It's only at night when people are usually at home. V'yamar Abaya, Gemiri, Dezafa, Tarti, Shoi, Lo Koi. There's never one that goes 2 hours long. L'kai Mashinem, Lo Sakum, Pa'amayim, Sara. V'akach Hazina and Takai, we see that they are. Demafsik Beni Beni, you know, there are breaks in between. The Chashuke Chemet discusses cases. What if you're in a place that has very, very strong winds? What's the cutoff point between extremely strong winds? Winds that, whether they're hurricane level or not, he says there was a case where there were strong winds that they even blew off the Dudei Shemesh, the water heaters on the roof, and they put them, so when do you say that this is enough to make a bracha? When do you not say it? So he said it's a big suffix. Pashas, in most of these cases, we would not make a bracha, because we don't know what does strong mean. What does strong mean? The Mishnah Berurah knows, we don't know what strong means, so we don't know. So again, suffix brachas lahaka. V'yala brachim, omer barach, shekocho grasom eloi olam. My brachim, what's brachim? Omer Rava barka, what we call lightning. V'yama Rava barka yichida, one lightning bolt. Ubarka chivra, ubarka yeruksa. And a white lightning, yeruksa, question, what is yaruk? Is it green? Is it yellow? V'anani desalkan, bekaren ma'ravis, v'asyun mikaren dromis. A cloud that starts off in the western horizon, it goes to the eastern, it goes to the southern. Vitarti anani desalkin chadla bichaverto, or two clouds that go to meet each other. Kulin kashin, these are all heavenly signs that are not good. If you see any of these signs, you have to start davening, asking for rachmanis. This is only at night. Morning, these signs are meaningless in the morning. That's just, could be just nature without a specific message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by nature too, but without the negative simanim. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Hani Anani Desafer Lesmi Moshasha. Same thing, the morning clouds, there's no mamish in them, don't worry about it. Dechsev Achastachem Kanam Bakar V'chul. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, Ha Amri Inshi, Kan Machteach Bebe Mitra, Bar Chamra Mok, Sakech V'gani. But what do you mean, in the morning clouds are meaningless? What do you mean, don't people say, when it starts raining in the morning, the donkey driver should just fold up their sack and go to sleep? Why? Because if there's rain, it's going to be there's going to be so much produce, it's going to be so for the grain, they're not going to be able to sell anything, they're not going to be able to make a profit. So they might as well go to sleep. Depends what type of clouds. There are different type of clouds, thicker clouds and thinner clouds. So that's the difference between whether it is something that one should be focused on or not. Good. Amr Alexandria Meshem and Levi. Lo nivra amim elif shorak kmima shebelev. The purpose of thunder and lightning in the world, Ram is specifically thunder, but the purpose is to scare people, to make sure people realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, to literally straighten the crookedness of the heart. Hashem made it that we should fear Him. This pasuk was also quoted earlier in the parak about dreams. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends dreams to a person on the bottom of Nun Hey Amid Aleph, five lines from the bottom. Zechalom Ra, same pasuk in the beginning of Koheles. So it can mean ra'amim, or it can mean a dream. The Amar of Alexandria, Amar Shimon Levi. Here we go. Now we get some more lamaisa. Haruasa keshes ba'anon. If somebody sees a rainbow in a cloud, sarach sheyipal panav, he has to fall down. It's to fall down. So it's a bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnei Amar, but kemari akeshes sheyipal ba'anon, v'chulu vo'ere vo'epol panai. Yecheskel bowed down when he saw it. Light alab ma'arava. In Eretz Yisrael, they cursed the person who bowed down. Should the Mechzi command to suck a lakashta? It looks like you're bowing down to the kashas. You can't bow down to the rainbow. Aval beruchei vada mevarech. You could definitely make a bracha on it, though. My mevarech, wa bracha zocher abris. Baruch zocher abris. Masisa dana Rabbi Shmuel, benosher b'yachom ha'brok omer, ne'eman b'briso v'kayam b'ma'amaro. You say that bracha. Amar papa, hilchach nemrinu l'travayu. You say all of them. Baruch zocher abris, v'ne'eman b'briso v'kayam b'ma'amaro. It's a good bracha to know by heart, because most of the time when we see a rainbow, we are not next to somewhere where we can look it up. So those are the six words. Rav Papa says to say all of them. Rav Papa, a number of times. We're going to have later on tomorrow's Daf Ez Hashem, and also earlier in the paragraph, Papa, whenever there was something, a few choices, Rabbi says, you know what, say all of them. Rabbi said, we've had this earlier on Daf Yud Aleph by Birchas HaTorah. That wasn't Rav Hamnuna. That wasn't Rav Papa. That was Rav Hamnuna. But there also we say Nimrinu L'Travayu. Just say all of them. That was all in terms of Birchas HaTorah. We had it here, and we'll also have it on tomorrow's Daf as well in terms of Kel Hodos and Rov Hodos, as we'll have it also on Amid Beis today. It gives us a number of times, Nimrinu L'Travayu. A couple of important points related to a rainbow. So the Shulchan Aruch says, we know this is the bracha on a rainbow, the Shulchan Aruch says, when one sees a rainbow, one makes a bracha, Haro HaKeshes, Baruch Omer, Baruch L'Shem HaKadim HaKolam, Zocher HaBriz, Demar HaBriz, HaKadim HaMaro. But then the Shulchan Aruch adds, V'Asur L'Histakel Bo B'Yoser. It's Asur to be Mistakel. We know in Hebrew, there are different words for seeing. Even in English, there's what we might call glancing, seeing, and gazing. three different types of words. So also in halacha, there's re'ia and there is histaklus. The Shulchan Aruch says when you see, when your roeh catches, you can make a bracha. You shouldn't be mistakel at it. You shouldn't focus and stare at it for a long time. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Why? It goes back to Noach, based on the Gemara Maseches Chagiga, because it's a simin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy the world. The Chayei Adam even says, Mishnah Berurah quotes this Chayei Adam, that you shouldn't tell somebody that there's a keshes, because Motzi Di, you're telling somebody there's something negative. Right? So it's that's the Chayei Adam. The difficulty is that this is a Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's something beautiful. It's very hard. And Rabbi Mugdom, I've seen Rabbanim go tell people there's a rainbow, go make a bracha. It's a little difficult to tell somebody it's a beautiful Bria HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a beautiful Hamak Dover. The Hamak Dover, the Netziv, in Brachos, there in Parshas Noach says, there are two types of rainbows. If there's a rainbow, he works it out in the Psukim. If there's a rainbow that's only there for a second, it's there for a second and then gone. So that one should not make a bracha, and that's the simen. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy the world. But if there is a rainbow that's there for a long time, that stays, that you can look at for a while, so that's the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And that you can make a bracha on, no problem. Shetamor akeshes eze meshach zman al yedei shiya geshem im zohar shemesh muravim azai lo dai sheino ba lamabul shaches ella zecha bris olam shasisi lahanigat teva ulkiyam olam. So the Netziv says there are two types of rainbows, and the ones that stay for a while, so that would be fine to make a bracha on. Big shaila, the Chashuk Echemet talks about it. Can you make a bracha on two different rainbows in the same day? You say usually you need a break, like for the yam. You have to have 30 days and others, but what about here? So we usually say thunder and lightning if it's a different storm, but usually the same day that you don't have a different storm. What about a rainbow? If it's 2 days, you see a rainbow 5 hours later, it's definitely a different rainbow, isn't it? So the Chashuk Echemet discusses that could be that you would make a bracha because it's new. It's not like the yam, which stays. So he's just not sure about it, whether you'd make bracha, two brachas on a rainbow on the same day. He says, Ulayesh Lavarech, he says, Pashtus, he's noted to say that you would make two brachos on the same day for a rainbow. What does one have to see for the rainbow to make the bracha? So the Bir Halacha has the suffix. Lonis Ba'er, it says, Reish Chav Tes. Lonis Ba'er, in Be'inon, Dafka sheir eu betmunas keshes du kachatsi goren agula or afilu mixas bimenu dai. I'm not sure if you have to see the whole semicircle or you have to see just a little part of it. That's his suffix. Rav Sternbach writes suffix brachos lahakel, so you have to see the whole thing. Interesting. I was once talking to a physicist, somebody who knows a lot about a lot of different things, and he said that he was once he's done research and he was also once in an airplane and he saw a rainbow from an airplane and it was a complete circle. It wasn't just, we just blocked, you only see a semicircle because it's on the horizon. But really, it's in a complete circle. I don't have verification of this, but this is what he told me. If that's true, then even a semicircle isn't a whole rainbow. So it should make no difference if you see part of it, because you never see the whole thing anyway. So Pasha, as long as you see a part of it, l'chora, it should be enough, as long as it's clear that that is the rainbow. You can't just see a reflection of a rainbow. But if you see mamash a rainbow, l'chora, but that's the Bir Halacha suffix, how much you have to see. He doesn't just say suffix brachos l'hakel. He doesn't say that. Maybe you don't say that by brachos shavach poda. But that's what that's the Bir Halacha. Okay, and the important tziv, as we mentioned. Continuing. Al harva l'gvoz, otu. So what do we say on mountains and on gvoz? Now we're switching to the second category. Says the Mishnah, Al Haharm and Angvaos, one says, Osemase Bracious, different than the first ones. So says the Gemara, to call Hani to Amrat Anhashta, La Maisa Bracious. They knew what the earlier categories of the Ra'am and the Brachim, they're not Maisa Bracious, Vaksi, Brachim La Matarasa. Right, we say in the Halalukas. So those are also Maisa Bracious. So why don't we make that Bracha on them? So the Gemara has two answers. Amrat Baya Krofatani, either it means maybe the first ones you say both Brachas, but these you only say this one. Or Rav Amar, Hasam Mivarech. I'm sorry, Krofatani, you make both, correct. Rav Amar, Hasam Mivarech Tarti. There, the earlier ones you make two. Baruch Shekochel Grasam Aliyol and Vosem Aisebracious. Tosva says that means either or. Either or. Hacha Osem Aisebracious Ika Shekochel Gmale Olam Leka. But here you only make Osem Aisebracious because these are items in the world. It's not Mali Olam, a mountain, a valley. The other ones were all over the world. The Taz quote, the Minhag Olam, as we know, is to make one. Where on thunder we say Kochel Grasam Ali Olam. On lightning we say Osem Aseh Brachos. That is the Minhag Ha Olam. Good. Omer b'shuben Levi, harora kia b'tarasa. If somebody sees the sky, b'tarasa. What does that mean? Not a cloud in the sky, in its purity. Omer baruch oseh ma'aseh b'reishis. Hey Masai, Amar Abai, Ki Asa Mitra. That's only Ki Asa Mitra Kol Lel. Yeah, if it rained the entire night, Ubit Safra Asa Istina Umaglihul Shemaya. And in the morning, a northern wind came and moved the clouds, and it was gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. So that's this that opinion. Upliga de Rafam Bar Papa Amar Avchista. We don't make that bracha because of the following. Amar Rafam Bar Papa Amar Avchista. Miyom Shachar Beis Hamikdash Lo Nir Eis Rakia B'Tarasa. The Rakia has never been in its ultimate purity since Chorban Beis Hamikdash. Shene Emar Al Bish Shemayim Kadrus V'Sak Asim Ksusam. So even though it looks clear to us, but the skies are still blackened since Chorban Abayis, the skies are still blackened, and therefore we don't make that bracha. Good. We would never make the bracha. Yes, we never make the bracha. Tanu Rabbanan, continuing. Haruah chama bitkufasa. If somebody sees the chama in its kufa, this is the source. These three words are the source for Birchas HaChama that we do once every 28 years. It's not in the Mishnah, interestingly, but it's only here in the Tanu Rabbanan. So Haruah chama bitkufasa. What does that mean? Means if somebody sees the sun in the exact spot that it was in by Maaseh Bereishis, when it was in that spot at 6 p.m. on a Tuesday night. Meaning when there's the equinox, and it goes exactly that Tuesday night, meaning Yom Revi'i is the day that it was created, so at the beginning of Yom Revi'i, right exactly at sunset on a Tuesday night, at 6 p.m. exactly, when it's in that spot, which only happens once every 28 years, that's when we make the bracha. We don't say the bracha until the next morning, because you can't see the sun at night. But when it's in the spot at that moment at 6, so we make the bracha the following morning. That's what we did a couple of years ago. Zuiza Magdimin, and many people daven Vasikin that morning, and made the bracha. Right, it's a little downer, in that we get up, and there's all these tefillos today, but ultimately the bracha is Osem Maaseh Bereishis. That's the bracha. It's nothing more than we would say on lightning. But that is the bracha, and there are many beautiful tefillos to say, and there's big discussions about the level of obligation. What does one have to make themselves crazy to see it? Obviously we want to, because you only have once every 28 years. Some of the Achronim say this is it's a real anti-Avodah Zarah mitzvah, in that worshipping the sun is like the ultimate in Avodah Zarah, and making a bracha to the sun, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, related to the sun, is something that counters that Avodah Zarah. Right? We know even by Kiddush Levana, though, one has to be very careful when we talk about Beres HaChama, Kiddush Levana, right? Some are makbid not to face the Levana when one does Kiddush Levana. Not to face the Levana, right? Because, you know, we don't want it to appear that one is davening to the moon. That's also why the Poskim say, the Bir Halacha quotes this, the end of Chelek Dalid of the Mishnah Berurah, why we say Aleinu after Kiddush Levana. We just said Aleinu and Shul. What are we repeating Aleinu again? We say Aleinu because we want people to make sure that we're not davening to the moon. Aleinu l'shabeach l'adon ha'ko, after we said that to Kiddush Levana, but we say Aleinu. So too, that by Birchas HaChama, they're also minhagim about saying Aleinu afterwards to make sure that people know that we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not davening Chas V'Shalom to one of his servants, which is exactly how Avodah Zarah started. If you remember the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, only one of the few places where the Rambam talks about history, the Rambam must feel that certain history impacts the halacha. The Rambam hardly ever talks about history. The beginning of Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam talks about history, and the beginning of Hilchos Avodas Zarah, the Rambam talks about history. In Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam says, Kodema Antara Hayadam Pogea Isha Bashuk, Imratza Huvihi Lisa Usamach Lisa Labesa Obola. This is what they used to do before Matan Torah. But Kivash Nitna Torah, and it's Taba Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael commanded, Shemirza Ha'ish Lisa Isha, Yiknos Adchila Bifna Edim, Ve'achach Tielo Isha. What do we have to know that for? Why is that in Mishnah Torah? Because it must be that impacts the halacha. With that backdrop, or we appreciate the halacha more, with the backdrop of what was before Matan Torah, we appreciate more what happens now, La'achar Matan Torah. And the same with Avodah Zarah. If we appreciate where Avodah Zarah stemmed from, then we could take more precautions in not being focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's servants and realize that they are his servants. That's the Rambam in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. It spends a large perek talking all about the roots of Avodah Zarah before Avram Avinu, after Avram Avinu, right? That is all here in Avodah Zarah, perek He starts off, Yimei Enosh, Tobani Adam Kadosh Gadola. The Rambam's telling a story. He also talks about it. A third place where he talks about history is Hilchos Chanukah. Hilchos Chanukah tells the story of Chanukah, something he does not do in Hilchos Megillah. Interesting to think to try to catalog all the places where the Rambam talks a little about history. Hilchos Malachim he does also, but that's talking about the theory. He's talking about the history of mitzvos. That's what the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim has to talk about, where who got what mitzvos. But outside of there, there are at least three places where he talks about history, and it's important to know exactly why, because it's giving us an appreciation of certain halachas. Okay, so Aroah Chama Bitkufasa, Levana Bigvarasa, the Levana in its Gevura. Vikochavim Mimisilosam, you see certain types of planets in their orbits, Umazolos, Kesidron, and you see, somebody sees all the constellations, Omer, Bar, Ozi, Maise, Bereshis, certain types of celestial visions. One says, the Bracha, Ozi, Maise, Bereshis, the first one is the one that we do. V'yemas, Havi, how often is this? Amar, Abaya, this could be, I'm sorry, this is all one, right, this is all one, when the sun is in the proper spot, and the Levana, and the Kochavim, then you say the Bracha. V'yemas, Havi, when is it? Amar Abaya, kol chav cheshanin, once every 28 years. V'hadar machzer, and then it goes back to its cycle. V'nafla tkufas nisan, when the tkufa of Nisan falls out. B'shabsoi, under Saturn. B'urcha tlas, nagi arba. On the Tuesday night, going into Wednesday. Rashi here lists off all of the constellations, and a number of Gemaras. He quotes from the Gemara in there's a quote from the Gemara in Shabbos, but there are a couple of Gemaras that talk all about the different constellations, and a lot of various Gemaras talk all about the Mazalos. Right? The Gemara says also in Mazal Yisrael, so there is no Mazal Yisrael, but there is a concept of Mazalos that definitely plays a role. The Magen Avram, interestingly, Magen Avram in Hilchos Shabbos quotes that there are those who don't make Kiddush at the beginning of the night, you should do it beforehand. Quotes a Tikune in the beginning of Reish Ayin Aleph. V'kasa b'tikune Shabbos, yekadesh kodem laila. Ki b'tchilas lel Shabbos, hu mazal madim. U b'sof yom vav, hu mazal tzedek. The end of Friday, we're under tzedek, and not madim, v'lachin yekadesh b'tzedek. We should make kiddush earlier. And this is what the Marsha says in Meseches Tainis on Daf Ches, that we should try, that's the godless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, in order to allow us to be protected. Okay, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Ayin Aleph right there, he does not like all of this. He says, Lanias Daiti, he says, Tamua. He's going to wait. There's even some Hasidic circles, they don't make Kiddush between, I think it's 6 and 7 p.m. There's different minhagim in certain circles. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, L'chor Tamua, Chas V'Shalom Lomar, Shanachlu Tachas HaMazalos, V'Adarabba, Risi B'Kadmonim, Sheumos HaKadmonim, HaYoshim B'Shabbos B'Choshech, Ve'umos HaOlam sat in darkness at Shabbos, U'bochim, B'Pnei Shamazalos Shal Shabbos Morim L'Ra'a, because they're under the Mazalos. V'Yakadosh Baruch Hu Tzivo Sanu L'Hefech, L'Hadlik Harbe Or, U'Lehis Aneg Atzmeinu, L'Haru Shonu L'Mala Me'Amazalos, V'Sanu L'Kach Hashem, L'Otzionim Rechaz HaShemayim, took Avram out above the Mazalos. So this is the Aruch HaShulchan. You know, we should go home and make Kiddush. It's mitzvah daraisa, and don't worry about what time it is. Good. Says the Gemara of Yehuda Omer. Haroa hayama gadol v'chulu. Somebody sees the yam, you make the bracha. L'prakim at kama. How often? Amar bar Abba, Amar b'yitzchak, at shloshim yom. 30 days, every 30 days. V'yamar bar Abba, Amar b'yitzchak, haroa parat, pras, agishra de Bavel. If somebody sees the Euphrates when he's standing on the bridge by Bavel, Omer brachos to Ma'aseh Bereishis, because that area was never changed since Ma'aseh Bereishis. V'yoidnu d'shanyua parsoim yibei shavro le'el. But now that the Persians changed it only way up above the downstream, only from Beishvar. Rav Yosef Omer me'ihi d'kira ule'el. From that place. V'yomer Omer bar Abba hora'a diglas agishra d'shevistana. Somebody sees the Tigris River on that bridge. Omer brachos to Bereishis. My chidekel. Chidekel is another one. Why is the diglas called chidekel? Amravashi shememav chadin v'kalin. Its waters are sharp and clean and quick. My pras shememav parin v'ravin. Good. V'yamarava haide charifi b'nei mechuzah. Why are the b'nei mechuzah so smart? Mishem d'shasha maide diglas. They drink that. And the water is also sharp. Hai de gichori. Why are they red? Rashi says, mishem d'mishamshi b'yamama. Because they have tashmish by day. Why do their eyes move? Because they live in a dark house. Okay, a couple of points about the Persians. The Mishnah said, on Geshamim, you make a tovah meitiv. Alag Shema Tova Meitim Mavarich. Really? V'yamar Biyavo V'amil of Masis Atanim. I'm saying Mavarich and Alag Shemim Mishayatza Chatan Likras Kala. You make a brach on rain when there's so much, when there's rain in the puddles, and whenever the rain comes down from the Shemayim, it's as if the rain from the puddles is going to meet them because they splash at each other. My Mavarich and what brach do you make on rain? Amar Rav Yehuda Modim Anachnu Lach. I'll call Tipa V'Tipa. Shall rather tell Lanu, thank you for every drop, each and every drop. For Rabbi Yochanan Messiah Bahach, Yef Ilu Finu Male Shira Kayam, Vechulu, from Nishmas, Enonon Chumas Bikim, Lahodos Lacha, Hashem Lokeno, Achetishtachave, Baruch Hashem, Rova Hodos. The Gemara just says, Rova Hodos Lokel Hodos, Kolodos, what do you mean, Rove? He doesn't give all. Amarava Ema Hakel Hodos, the God that we have to give thanks to. Amar Papa, here's the second time today. Hilkach Nimrinu Litravai, you say both. Rova Odos Lekel Odos. But either way, what do you see from this? Elakasha, you don't make Atova Meitiv, you make this other bracha. So Lokasha, the Shama Mishma, Hadachazem Mechsi. Depends if you heard about it or if you saw it. Says the Gemara, the Shama Mishma, Hena Besoras Tovas. If you heard about it, that's just a Besoras Tova of the time we already learned. A Besoras Tovas, Omer, Bracha Tova Meitiv. So what are you specifying if it's a Shmua? So Ela Idivi the Chazi Mechsi, you're right. So both you saw it, Velokasha, Hadasa Porta, Hadasa Tuva, it's a little or a lot. Yibayis Ema, Had, Vahad, Daasa Tuva, Velokasha, Had Isle Ara, De Lesle Ara. Depends if you have land or you don't have land. If you have land, then you make Atova Meitiv. Stop there for a minute. This whole bracha about the rain is only said, according to the Shulchan Aruch, after there was an Atziras Geshamim. Not just Tam, whenever it rains, but whenever if there was an Atziras Geshamim. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Chaf Aleph, Im Hayu B'Tzar Machmat Atziras Geshamim, V'Yardu Geshamim, Mevarchem Aleihem. If it was a Tzar in the rains, you make the bracha, Avli Shalom Yadu Adayin Kedei Revia. Even though you didn't have enough, Mishiyadu Kol Kach Shrabu Ala Aretz, when it's like Chasin Takal, like we says, so we make that bracha. The Ramah says, we don't make this Bizman Azem, Mishim Tim Medinos Elu Tedim Geshamim, V'Nim Netzarim Kol Kach. The Ramah says, where he lived, right, in Poland, so that's why they didn't make the bracha. Bizman Azem, Eretz Yisrael, we do make the bracha. If there was an Atziris Geshamim, was it last year, 2 years ago, I think it was last year, whenever there's a few months, it doesn't rain, when it's supposed to rain, and finally it rains, we make the bracha, make the bracha. Thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because this is a land that's obviously directly connected. That's why so many years, unbelievable, Baruch Hashem, the first rains, it starts drizzling, Shemini Atzeres. Shemini Atzeres, right when we start saying, Mashiach Baruch Mar Nagashem, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just letting us know that, I'm here, and this is the land that the messages of the rain are clear. Okay, anyway, back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, a couple lines from the last few skinny lines. Islay Ara Tova Meitiv Mavarach. If somebody has land, he makes a Tova Meitiv. Vaha Tanya, we learned in a Brisa. Bana Bayis Chadash V'Kana Kelim Chadashim. Somebody builds a new house or buys something. Omer Baruch Shechiyan V'Kimanu L'Ezman Ezman Ezeh. If you buy a new house or you get new clothing, you make a Shechiyanu. Says the Gemara. That's what it says in the Brisa. So you see the bracha is shechiyanu, not a tova meitiv. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, we take out the next line. Lo kasha hadis le shudfis hadales le shudfis. If there's someone else who's enjoying it with you, then you say a tova meitiv. V'atanya, after all, the bracha says, kitro shel davar al shelohu omer brach shechiyanu v'kimanu, whenever you have personal enjoyment, the shechiyanu. Al shelohu al shechaveiru, if there's others also, omer baruch hatov v'hameitiv. You make also a tova meitiv. Interesting, the Rush here says, if you get a matana from someone, you say a tova meitiv, because you're also giving him by accepting. He's happy that you're accepting it, so that's why you make a Hatova Meitiv. This, by the way, as we just said, is the source for, we'll get to it more tomorrow, but in terms of Shechiyanu on clothing and on houses, Tosfos here says only, we'll get to it also tomorrow, but Tosfos Rabbi Yochanan, only by Begadim Chashuvim. That's when you make a Shechiyanu. So that's the big shaila today. What is a Beged Chashuv? That is a good big question. A shirt is not a Beged Chashuv. What about a suit? What about what does a woman do on a new suit or on a new jacket or blouse, whatever it is? But this is, the question is, it has to have a certain level of simcha, which Be'ez Hashem we will talk about. Says the Gemara, V'chol Heicha de Lesle Lachrina Badei Lo Mavar Katova Meitiv. If nobody else is involved, you don't say a Tova Meitiv. V'atanya Amrulo Yolde Ishto Zachar Omer Bar Katova Meitiv. What do you mean? If you hear somebody, if somebody tells you that your wife had a baby, boy, you say Atova Meitiv. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that if you have a girl, you say Shechiyanu. So what do you mean? Atova Meitiv. Aren't you the only one? No, Hasam Nami, Tiki Ishto Badei. Your wife's here, Tiki Chalei Bazach. She's also happy having the baby. So period. So you see, it's only with somebody, somebody else is involved. Tashma, we quoted this a couple of days ago. Meis Avivuhu Yorsho. If somebody's father dies, Rachman al Islan, and they yarshin the father though. Bitchila Omer Brach Taina Emes Lubasov Omer Brach Atova Meitiv. So you see, Atova Meitiv is even on personal. No, that case must be where there are other brothers. But interestingly, so you got a Yerusha, but the person died, so you say, Daina Emes and then Atov Vahametev. Why in that order? Don't you make the Chaviv Bracha first? Right, you should say the Atov Vahametev, then you should say the Daina Emes. So Rav Elazar Meir Horovitz in the back, he has two different Pshatim. He says two reasons why we do it in that order. Number one, says the, let me just find it here in the back, says the, Kiva da Hayerusha ba'a al yedei Misa bedinhu sheyaktim habracha al Misa. No, the Yerusha is only coming because of the Misa. So that's why it's not just two besoros. It's one that led to two. So you have to acknowledge the first one before the second one. And number two, Kiva shechayev adam lavarech al ra, kishem shevarech al tova. Since you have ra and tova, you can't say there's a chaviv here. It has to be the same in your eyes, not like two different foods. This is ra and tova. It has to be equal, and therefore the ra comes first. You can't say, you have to go by the order. You don't say chaviv has an issue. Good, finishing up, says the Gemara Tashma, Shinu Yain Sorach Lavarech. If I have a different wine during the meal, I do not have to say a new Bari Priya Gafen. Shini Makam Sorach Lavarech, unless I change places. V'yamar of Yosef Bar Abba Amar of Yochanan, Avabish Amar Shinu Yain Sorach Lavarech, even though I don't have to make a new Agafen, Aval Omer Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. I have to make HaTov HaMeitiv. So you see, only I'm getting Hana. Hasam Nami Dika B'nei Chabur Deshah Sobate. It's only if people are drinking with me. Why does only wine? What if I have a better Kugel? What if I have a better Chala? So Tosafot, the Rishonim discuss why it's only wine. Tosafot says on top, because wine is sa'id umisameach, it's satiating and makes you happy. The Rosh says wine is chashav b'fnei atzmo. Interestingly, the Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Katakemach, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar in the Katakemach, and Simon Kufa in Hey, Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes this, that maybe because Atov HaMeitiv is Zecher too, it's also the name of the fourth bracha benching, as we discussed back in the seventh parak, Haruge Beitar. So even though we're going to drink, and we're very besimcha, we remember that, you know, we remember that there is an end to every on Me'av Esrim. Remember Haruge Beitar, it keeps us in check. The Beis Yosef also discusses, are you supposed to drink first or after? When are you supposed to say that to Tovah Meitiv? He quotes some, Rabbi Klunimus in Kufayin Hay, who says that you can make that Tovah Meitiv afterwards, and the Beis Yosef doesn't like it. He says, no, make that Tovah Meitiv before you drink, and then drink. Okay, these are some of the issues that come up with the Tovah Meitiv. But Hashem, we will continue, but Hashem, next time with Kelim Chadashim, and get into the next sugyos. Okay, we'll stop here.